August rain is warm upon my face as the evening's washed away. Subtle was the change, days that turn like pages in the stories we create. Summer bliss, winter's lift, still autumn's kisses. And all of us take you where you go, following footsteps, chasing embers in the snow. Our love, here we are. Plunge head first into the darkness, we'll explode just like when stars collide. Ride with me tonight, trails of silver light we'll leave behind, free from the limits of our minds. I will spiral out of time. Suddenly your heart beats in the moment that you're standing in right now. And nothing stays the same. April marches into May. Rain washes the snow away. And the sun smiles on the rain. Oh, it snows again and we remain. Witnesses to joy and pain. Always counting loss and gain. Live 100 lives just to pass the time until I find my way. One more day is all I'd ask for in the moment if I had one prayer to say. Let me stay. I'll be begging you tomorrow, begging please just one more day. Your love's got me spinning out, falling with the rain down on us. On an August night, I will spiral out of time. In the moment that you're standing in right now.
Copious Jones. Welcome, everybody. Yep. This is Tanya Maria. blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople coming to you this Sunday, January 22nd, it's 5:34 p.m. Central Time, 6:34 Eastern Time. I'd like to welcome you all to the show. It's so exciting to be here. We have the awesome band called Copious Jones. The song you just heard happens to be one of my favorite. It's called Suddenly. And before we invite them all to join us, I would like to bring or welcome rather our folks that are listening online and folks that are in chat. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for tweeting the show and spreading the word. And before we start, I also would like to invite you all to sign up for our blog. You can go to Artheo, that's A-R-T-H-E-O, dash, magazine, that's M-E-G-A-Z-I-N-E.com, Artheo-magazine.com. And through blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople, you can connect with us through Twitter, through Facebook, and all the other social media out there. So I have with me tonight Mikael, who is the band leader. The band started a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, last night was their anniversary. And we have Asa with us. And we'll see who else is on the line. Let's see here. I have Mikael, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us. I know you have a guitar class, so you can only be with us for 30 minutes, but every second you have for us is an honor to have you. Your music is awesome. Your band is great. So thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And Asa, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Asa being the percussionist, the one that adds the little spice to the mix. Welcome. Good to have you here. Mikhail, where are you now? What city?
I'm actually at a student's house right now, staying in the backyard.
Okay. But what city are you in? Are you in Atlanta as well?
I'm in Atlanta, yep.
Okay. And Asa. And there's somebody else who joined us. Who's on the line? Last four digits of your phone is 2226.
It's Yoel.
Hi, Yoel. How are you?
All right.
You're all right? All right. Well, welcome. Good to have you here. And Yoel Ben Yehuda, I think I pronounced your name correctly. He's the keyboardist. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, good to have you here. Well, guys, let's see who's in chat. We have some folks in chat. Okay. First question. I basically want to know a little bit more about you guys and your history and your influences, your inspirations. So Mikhail being the band leader, as we all know, the group started a couple years ago. Last night was your anniversary. So tell me, what was your influences growing up?
Well, grew up actually. I wasn't really encouraged to listen to any music. I was in fact not encouraged to. It was an academic childhood growing up, and so I really didn't have much exposure to music other than maybe if we went to the store, went to a restaurant, and I could hear a song on the radio. And as a kid, I learned to memorize the songs since I didn't have any access to it at home. I could listen to the song over again in my head. And so I guess later on in life, after I went to college and stuff, David Gilmour from Pink Floyd probably became my number one influence.
Hello? Hi, Maria.
Hello?
I'm here. Okay, what happened? I muted my phone and I forgot to unmute myself. Okay, minor technical detail, and that's what happens with live shows. You get the raw, uncut version of everything. But, Mikhail, what I was saying was, what is, if this was your first band, or were you part of a band before this band?
Well, I began writing songs probably about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I lived in Chicago bartending, kind of just honing my craft and trying to learn how to play the guitar and learn how to write songs there. And so I wasn't really in a band, but I did have a team of musicians that played together with me on the bar circuit in Chicago.
Okay. All right. Now, this song, Suddenly, it is absolutely beautiful. Now, I hear a dog barking in the background. I don't know whose dog that is, but if you can mute your phone, I would appreciate it.
Sure.
Is that you?
No, it's in the backyard.
Oh, okay. It would be hard to mute your phone if I'm talking to you. So never mind. but Suddenly, tell me about Suddenly. When did you write Suddenly, and what was your inspiration behind that? It is just, I played that song last night over and over and over again. It's so beautiful. Tell me about that.
Well, let's see. I guess it was obviously a song about a girl, and I wrote that song in the moments of kind of just falling for a girl, letting myself go to that, I suppose. And so that's what it's about.
Yes, it is beautiful. Okay,
thank you.
Well. You're welcome. Now, I know you have a limited time with us, so I'm going to talk to Asa for a quick sec. And
sure.
And somebody else just joined us. Let me unmute all the lines because I ended up muting everybody. I know somebody else just joined us. I know Yoel is with us. And who else just joined us?
This is John.
Hey, John,
up,
how are you?
Franklin Eugene Bounce Bounce.
Franklin Eugene Bounce Bounce, the man himself.
John, the drummer. Okay, John. Well, welcome. Good to have you here. Thank you so much for, giving
me.
Us of your time. It's my pleasure. Your music is just absolutely fabulous, so it's really an honor to have all of you guys with us. Actually, let me just quickly, since Asa was the first one to call in, I'm going to go to him next. I'm just trying to be fair here.
Okay.
Asa, what is, how did you meet the group?
A friend of mine named Bill Hart, who a guitarist, was playing with Pompeius Jones, and he called me one day and asked me, he said, you know, I'm playing with this really fantastic band, and the lead guy of the band is considering using a percussionist. And Bill said, I have just a guy. And I guess he recommended me to Mikhail, and he called me and asked me to come out one night when they were playing at a little club. And so I went out there with a few little things and sat down and hung out and played with them and enjoyed myself. And the rest is history. I'm in.
All right. That is awesome. Now, you know, I don't think that anything happens by coincidence. Everything is designed. That's my opinion. You know, I believe in divine intervention. So you guys are meant to be together, and it shows. You guys really do some great work. Now, Yoel, how did you join the band? How did that come about?
Austin told me about the band. He had been telling me about it for a while, and the spot came up for a keyboard player, and I joined the band, and the rest is history.
Okay, and what are your musical influences, and where did you grow up?
I grew up in North Carolina. And I have a lot of varied musical interests, musical influences, because I studied a lot of different things. I studied jazz, I studied classical music, I studied electronic music. So I got a lot of influences, you know. They're way too numerous to talk about. But yeah, a lot of them.
Okay. Now, you play the keyboard. What other instruments do you play?
Keyboards now, that's it. Keyboards, and more keyboards.
Okay. And Mikhail, what other instruments do you play other than guitar?
I really primarily play the guitar. I know, I understand music theory enough to play some piano and tink around on any instrument that I can figure out the physical notes on, but really, I only play the guitar.
Okay, cool. And, all right, John, you're up. Where did you grow up, and what are your influences?
I grew up right outside of Atlanta, in just a small suburban area, and I guess my original influences was just other family members, aunts and uncles who played music as well, kind of sparked the interest at a young age. And it was just really for a while, it was just the only thing the only constant in my life was the fact that I could play music. A lot of stuff was changing. And the one thing that was always there, no matter what was going on, was the music. And so I've just kind of, it's been there all along, so I decided to stick with it. And I guess influence, you know, I listen to a lot of different music. you know, I grew up listening to things like Paul Simon and Fleetwood Mac, various things, Pink Floyd, Tool. I like rock, I like funk, I like Latin, I like jazz, I like, you know, a cappella, you know, but as long as it's good, you know, good music knows no genre.
That's awesome. I'm with you. Every group you've mentioned, I mean, how can you not be touched by this, you know, classics? And they'll never die. They're just great music, and it's clearly an influence you guys play. And how did you join the band?
Me and Mikhail kind of randomly met at school. We both went to the same school, and we kind of had a couple chance encounters, and slowly started hanging out for various reasons. And next thing you know, he turned me on. He showed me a CD. He gave me this a CD. It was like 30 minutes long. It was all one track, just all these songs kind of put together, and it was just pretty much him and acoustic guitar. And I listened to him and lost the CD. You know, I'm not even sure how, but some things stuck with me. There's a lot of familiar things I liked, and a lot of things that I was like, oh yeah, I definitely like these songs. He's got a really unique. But unique yet familiar, you know, it's just like you've heard the song before, but it's brand new. And you know, I was kind of in between places. I was about to move out of where I was living, and he was kind enough to offer me a spot at his house, and which I accepted. And the rest is history.
That's great. Now, I am mindful that Mikhail only has limited time with us, so let me get back to you, Mikhail, and I'll play a song, and then we'll see how your time looks like. But my question to you, Mikhail, is tell me what are your recording schedule, and how often you guys get to rehearse, and tell me about this new album that you guys are putting together.
Well, we are recording, we're doing recordings through Tree Sound Studios, and we're getting picked up by Tree Leaf Records, which is the record label owned by Tree Sound and its partners. And basically, this recording. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're really excited about it. The recording, this is just our first, the first major recording I've ever done, really, in a studio like that. It's a multi-million-dollar facility with platinum records hanging up on the walls from, like, Beyonce to Elton John and Aerosmith and just everything in between, just hanging up all over in there, platinum and gold records everywhere. But it's kind of intimidating. But anyway, the recording was just an EP. It's six songs that we're doing as a full band. And in the moment that we were tracking, which was last February is when we began, they were probably the six best songs that the band was working on at the time. And through just recording there, we got enough attention from Paul Diaz, the owner of Tree Sound and Tree Leaf, to kind of work out getting signed by them. And so we're just in the final process of this. Hopefully, I say this all the time, but hopefully it'll be done this week. I feel like,
okay,
I've been saying that for about 6 or 7 months now, but I really do think it's almost done.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. And what's
Thank
the name
you.
Of the album?
So far, I think we're just going to self-title it. It's just, it's like I said, it's a six song. It's more like an EP than an album. And we might just call it Copious Jones and just keep it simple like that. And when we put it out there.
Okay. Awesome. I'm so excited for you guys. I mean, it's
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful to see you. You get together 2 years ago and, you know, being invited to various shows, performed before, you know, thousands, 20,000 plus people, a Hard Rock Cafe, and you name it. Now you are in a studio finishing your first album, and pretty soon I'm sure there will be one of your records on that wall. I'm very confident about that. So congratulations. How much
Thank
more
you so
time
much.
Do you have for us? You're welcome.
I'm pretty cool right now. They're actually really, my students are really, really, really cool with me, and so it's all good. We can chill for a while.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for taking time off your class and thank your students and, you know, and tell them that they're
sure.
welcome to come onto the network and be part of this vision that we have. And
we'll
But anyway,
sure.
yes, thank you. I'm going to play another of my favorite songs. It's called 1,000 Miles to Go, and it's about 3.5 minutes long, and we will be right back. This show is sponsored by DaughterNature.com and HealthRoads.net. Thank you for listening. This is Tanya Maria, your host. We'll be right back. Call in and ask me a question or ask the guest a question. The number is 949-209-2956. Again, the number to call in is 949-209-2956. And by the way, their website is copiousjones.com. That's C-O-P-I-O-U-S, jones.com. And the music you're listening to is free to be downloaded. And this, guys, this is another awesome thing that you're actually allowing listeners to download your music free. So thank you. On behalf of everybody, I'm going to thank you.
You can't get your music stolen if you're just giving it away. So.
Oh, my. This is really cool. So now, Mikhail, you wrote, tell me what the collaboration is like as far as the writing of the music. Is how much input the other band members have? How does that work?
Well, so far I've pretty much written just the songs as far as like the words and the rhythm guitar structure goes. But I gotta say that the band really brings it together. You know, each member of the band is so good at what he does that I mean, I just know those guys are writing their own parts for the most part that are better than anything I would be doing, and they're so tasty and stuff that I kind of trust them to. It's a loose thing at first. It always starts off loose, just around the acoustic rhythm guitar and the words. And these guys just, you know, through practices and through shows, start adding their own parts, and we just solidify things down. I hear someone else talking. Is that Asa?
What?
But anyway, yeah. I don't know if that answered your question or not, but. We kind of all it's definitely a collaboration of everybody for the final product.
That's awesome. Now I see somebody else just joined. This last four digits of your phone is 4380. Who's this?
This is Critter. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Critter.
Welcome.
Critter.
Now, that's Chris Ricker, right?
Oh, my goodness. She divulged a secret. On the air. You know, I'm
Howie,
pretty sure that not even the band members knew that, or at least most of the people.
Well, you know what? I'm getting some feedback, so I'm gonna have to ask you guys to mute your computer if you're listening online as well. Just mute your computer for a sec for me. Okay, now Chris.
I do prefer Critter. Chris is fine.
Critter. Okay. Now is it Critter?
Yes, it is.
Critter. Okay. All right. Now, because you guys, by the way, ladies and gentlemen listening, Critter is electric lead guitar. So these beautiful melodies that you've heard, this is the man here. And because last night was your 2-year anniversary, and because Mikhail just told me that each member of the band is just so awesome, which I have to agree, I'm just going to ask each of you to tell me something good about each band member that, just because it's your anniversary, because I usually don't do this, okay, that has been a positive impact in your experience with the group. So I'm going to start with you, Critter. We have Mikhail on the line. We have Yoel on the line. We have John, and we have Asa. So I'm going to have you start and tell me what are some of the qualities of the other members that have affected your life and your experience with the band.
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, we can start with Mikhail. Absolutely. I met him at a music festival in Georgia at a campfire. And I just remember, you know, it was kind of one of those settings where we were both just kind of sitting on the opposite sides of the fire with our guitars. And he played a song for me called Suddenly. And
oh,
I was
my favorite.
Captured by it. I was completely captured.
So,
And I heard it at a very hard time in my life as well. And it really, I don't know, it gave me some inspiration to keep on doing what I was doing and keep on moving. I'm a man of a few bands in town, you know, so I'm playing all the time, and I'm just always trying to make as much music as I can. But hearing that song, you know, it pretty much tied me right into where he was going, what he was thinking and doing with his songwriting skills. And you know, 6 months later, after just seeking him out and jamming with him as much as I can, I wound up joining the band. And every time I need a little healing, that I'm very lucky and blessed to be a part of, and just find a way to get through some of the harder days of my life. And you know, Mikhail's got such a zen way of looking at things, and such a, I don't know, just an easy and relaxed way of being and looking at things that it's been that influence on me, and it's been so good for my music. It's gone so many places that I never would have gone before, into incredible live performances and $10 million studios and things like that, just on the merit of the music alone. And I've gotten so much more practice in arranging and putting songs together, being with this group. And, you know, that's just for Mikhail and his songs. But then you bring in other members. Myself and John Cowan, who's the drummer in the band, went to college together studying music. And he's just solid. You know, there's not much more to say about the man except that he's a solid drummer and a solid dude, a good friend, and his intentions are right the whole way through. And then there's Asa, who's a man of the world and brings so much flavor into it from so many different cultures and so many different styles of music. You know, he's got a few years on the rest of us, so he's kind of got us under his wing a little bit. I could say the same about Yoel. Yoel's a very well-educated man. You know, he's been around a little bit longer than the three of the core members have, and has just got so much light to shed on the music and so much to share with us. I mean, that's basically really where it is for the whole band, is that we all come from a completely different walk, you know, from younger to older, and we all come from completely different stylistic backgrounds, and then we're tied together with these songs that you almost can't place a genre on. It's just such a unique thing, such a beautiful experience we all get to share together.
That's right. As a matter of fact, go ahead, finish.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just a beautiful, unique experience that we all get to share together, and it kind of transcends any of the music business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I have to share with you that Suddenly actually was the very first song that I played before I even said a word. I started the show with that song. And I played that song last night over and over and over again. And so I'm sure you have to be in a coma not to be touched. And if you are in a coma, you would wake up if you heard this song, because it's just so awesome. Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing. Now, who wants to go next?
Put your well on. He's too quiet.
Yoel,
I saw you
going
next.
Me?
Oh, I thought that was you. I heard. Or was it Yoel? I heard. I'm sorry.
That was me. No, that was me. I was messing with Yoel.
You're volunteering, Yoel. So go ahead and you go then, Oz. Is you're volunteering your members? There you go. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Well, I don't like any of these guys. I'm desperate for a good gig, and so I just play with them. You know. Hoping that I'll get a good gig out of it. No. But actually, this whole Copious Stones experience has been such a fabulous learning experience for me. Man, I just can't tell you, because, you know, me being the age that I am and coming from the background, because I come more from a traditional, like, jazz and Latin background, and when I first heard the music, it was like, wow. And, you know, and before we had a keyboard player in the band, Mikhail used to always give me these solos, you know. And I'm used to soloing in, like, Latin music and funk and stuff and jazz. And we're playing this kind of laid-back grooves and everything. And I was, like, really methodically struggling, trying to figure out, how can I make a solo work in this music? And then how can I do it, you know. But after time, I started feeling really good about it. But, Mikhail just has brought, you know, a whole level of peace with me with his music. I mean, his music is just, to me, it's just absolutely beautiful. You know, I think his songwriting is second to none. You know, I don't think there's anybody, I've never heard anybody that I would consider a better, you know, songwriter than Mikhail. And so just being with the, you know, just playing this music inspires me, you know, and I believe in it, and I believe in him right now so much that, you know, I've dedicated my life to it right now, you know. And they're all good guys. I mean, you know, Don, I can't say enough about, I mean, just being around these guys all the time, man. They just have pure love in their heart. You know, Critter's checked me on several occasions, because every once in a while, but he probably doesn't know it. But, you know, he comes from such a compassionate and peaceful place. And, you know, there's been times where I I've had like a thought in my head about somebody or something, and Critter has said something to me that just made me go, wow, you know, just wow. And, you know, it just kind of checked me where it just put me in a more basically loving position mentally, you know, spiritually. And, but Yoel and I, we go back, you know, Yoel and I, we've played together for, golly, I don't even know how long. And he's a phenomenal pianist, musical mastermind on that on the keyboards and everything. And I just, since I've been in Atlanta and met him and played with him, I just love playing with him, you know. So every playing experience with him has been an inspiration to me, you know. And yeah, I just can't say. Matt, the bassist who's not with us tonight, I actually introduced him and Yoel to the group. And Matt's an awesome, you know, bass player and really wonderful guy. And I just was like, you know, I had this band that I would love for you to connect with, you know. And finally, I don't know really how it happened, but somehow I made it happen. And Mikhail, you know, vibe with Matt, and Matt vibe with us and everything. So now he's a part of the group. And basically the same thing happened with Yoel, you know. So they're all wonderful guys. I take back what I said in the beginning. You know, I love you all. And let's go to somebody else, please.
Okay, well, let me check with Mikhail, because I know his time is limited. Are you okay, Mikhail?
Yep.
Do you need...
All good.
You're all good?
All good. Yeah, I'll have to go pretty soon, but yeah, still good for right now.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. I'm going to take a quick music break. Then we have Yoel and John that I'm going to ask the same question. And the next song I'm going to play for you is also one of my favorites, and it's called Vagabond's Love Song. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. I'm Tanya Maria.
Hello, Charlie Mops on a Tuesday. Copious jokes. There's a tune called A Vagabond's Love Song.
Self-control.
going. She knows my style. She knows I'm showing from up here that there's no fear. We're taking our time till the time is stolen, and you gotta pay back everything you owe. But now a deep place on the ground.
Copious Jones Band, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tanya Maria, your host. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. We are a multicultural artistic network, and we're very honored to have this wonderful, soulful, spiritual, great band. And if you'd like to call in and speak to us, the number is 949. I have feedback. Mute that for me. Just for a sec. All right. Thank you. 949-209-2956. Again, the number is 949-209-2956. And this show is sponsored by DaughterNature.com. It's a wholesale gift store online, gifts for consumers and retailers. Check it out. Support our sponsor. They make this possible. And healthroads.net, health like your health, roads like the many roads, .net. All right. Mikhail, you with us?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just have two things to ask you. One is, where was Vagabond's Love Song recorded? Because I can hear the audience in the background.
That was a little pub here in the Atlanta area. It's actually kind of the place that I had got started around here in Atlanta playing out. It's no longer open, but it was just recorded at a pub, I think. The recording said 3 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Just put it in there.
A time mark. That's good.
Yeah.
And the other question I have for you is, Copious Jones, of course, you get asked that all the time, who is Copious Jones? And let me tell you a brief story behind my experience with that name. I text Asa, and I said, who is Copious Jones? Because he had told me about the band, and we were talking about getting a show, I spoke to you guys. And he texts me back saying, you are. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what? And then I text him back. I said, what? I said, no. How did you meet Copious Jones? Who is Copious Jones? And then he texts me back and he goes, check in a dictionary. I'm like, what? Am I speaking English here? And I was getting irritated because I was on a mindset that I was trying to get some, get the show set up and, trying to get my thoughts together. And he's like, I'm like, no. Why would he be in the dictionary?
Tell me
the story behind this group, please.
I guess the loose idea behind it would be that Copious Jones kind of meaning the abundance of wanting, maybe
right.
The driving force behind anything that any of us do, just from wanting something, be
right.
It positive or negative. And I don't remember exactly how it got started, but it to the point where every one of us would be Copious Jones while none of us is. Like, I don't know how to explain that in words well, but just that everybody has their own, his or her own Copious Jones, I suppose.
Right. I was about to kill him, and then finally I texted him back. I said, never mind. And then he called me, and then we spoke, and then he explained it. I'm like, okay, fine, you know. But by that time, I was like, whatever.
Or maybe a better explanation would just be that there is no explanation.
Right, but I understand. It's a overwhelming desire, a want. I mean, your music, I mean, it's just great. It's, you know, I just...
Thank you very much.
It just comes together so well. But I have to talk to Yoel and John. If at any time
sure.
you have to go, feel free to jump in, okay? I'm gonna leave your line open. If you need to go now, that's fine. I understand.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I do have to go. I have to go teach another lesson here. But
that's fine.
Thank you so much for having me. And John, get home safe,
John,
man.
Get home.
Appreciate it.
Okay, and
yes,
looking forward to
no
having
no.
you guys back.
Thank you so much, Tanya Maria. Hope
My
to talk
pleasure,
to you anytime.
Yes, definitely. And I'll see you at the network when you have a chance to create a member page, and we'll communicate.
We'll do. We'll do
Thank
for sure.
You.
Thank you again.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Mikhail, ladies and gentlemen, the creator of this band, and Mikhail Peterson. Okay, y'all or John, who wants to go next? We're talking about, because it's your anniversary, and so we're roasting each other here. So we want to know who's next.
I'd love to go next.
Who's that, John?
John
volunteered.
John volunteered. All right, John, go for it.
So remind me, what's the question one more time?
The question was, in the time that you've been with the band, what is the quality, or what are the qualities of your band members that have affected you in a positive way?
Wow. Well, I am actually the youngest member of the band. I am 24 years old, and so I'm absolutely honored to be with such a great group of guys. They are all so much... I learn a lot from them, and you know, specifically, it started off with Mikhail, who, as Critter said, is just a very calm, collected, centered, just peaceful. You know, it's hard to be stressed or angry, you know, in that kind of presence. It just feels almost juvenile, or elementary. It's almost the feeling of it's not that bad. Everything is okay, you know, and that he's taught me, he's just very compassionate and a great person, and I've learned a lot, and I know I will continue to learn working beside him. And Critter's also a great, great friend of mine. And, you know, Critter, very, very similar. Critter's just, you know, he's a blast to be with. We kind of keep each other in line at times, you know, and he's opened my eyes to a lot of things that I would have experienced if it wasn't for having him as one of my brothers. And as far as, you know, when Asa first kind of joined, he had this feel. Me and Mikhail used to joke about this. He was almost like a guardian angel, you know. There'd be all this stuff going on around the band, all this chaos, and just, you know, we're in the middle of all this stuff going on, and Asa would enter the room, and no matter what was going on, you would just relax. It's okay. Asa's not worried about it. Why should I be worried about it? You know, and musically now, being the drummer and Asa being the percussionist, he's extremely experienced in, like he said, Latin and jazz, and I really look forward to, over the years, getting to pick at his brain and learn anything musically, you know, I can from him, and working together to write music. It's just, I already know I can see what's to come, and it's going to be an absolute blast. Yoel is very similar. Anytime, you know, you see Yoel, you just light up, you know, even the thought about him, I just, you know, I can see that big smile and it just makes me happy as hell. The second he came to a show to see us at the Hard Rock in Atlanta, he just kind of came, Austin told him to come check us out, and he kind of just, you know, sat in the back and observed, and you know, it's an energy thing, you know, it's just meant to be there, you know, you can tell all along, it feels right, you know, he's an amazing guy, and he's extremely knowledgeable on just life and so many other things, but it's, you know, it's being the youngest, I can't even imagine being around a better group of guys to constantly learn from, and the most exciting thing is, what am I going to learn next? You know, I don't even realize half the stuff I'm learning as it's going on until I reflect back on it and the lesson unfolds itself for me.
Mm-hmm. And this is just the beginning, huh? Can you imagine what's to come?
It's exciting. It's definitely a blast. You know, it kind of started. The way it started was, you know, just I moved to Macau, and he just was like, "Hey, you want to play some music?" And I was like, "Sure." And he goes, "All right, we have a show next week." And I was like, "Oh, goodness gracious!" It's like, just, you know, hit the ground running. But yeah, it's an absolute blast, and I love all the guys to death, and I can't wait. I'm actually on vacation right now. I'm up in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Standing in the snow.
I
don't get a chance to do very often because I live in Atlanta, so it's rather nice.
Right. I'm glad you're there and I'm not, because I don't like the snow.
Hey, I definitely couldn't live in it, but I definitely love to visit it.
I will
say one more thing is that I don't have very much more time, but I really do appreciate having the opportunity to do this, and I thank you for having us on, and it's been an absolute blast and a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you for taking time out of your vacation. It's perfectly understandable that you have to leave us, so... this show is available on iTunes, and it's available on my page. You guys can download it, post it on your social pages, and I hope you do that. And this won't be the last time.
Thank you so much. Like we said, this is merely the beginning. We'll be doing this again.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful night. Critter, Yoel, Asa, love you, brothers. I will see you back in Atlanta. I'm coming home tomorrow. Let's make some music.
Double safe.
All right, man. Thank you.
John,
you guys
handle
take care.
Your business.
Likewise, Allah. See you guys.
All right. That was John, the drummer. So good to have you guys. I was actually not surprised, but thankful that so many of you could show up. And of course, we're missing Matt, who is the bass guitar. And, I know he's here with us in spirit, so we definitely wanted to mention him. And Yoel, you with us?
Yep.
All right. See,
I'm
you didn't speak up, so now you're it.
I guess.
But let me break the ice for a sec.
I'm the newest member, and I'm the oldest member.
The newest member. Oh, okay. I get it. I understand. But let me ask you this.
I'm 55 years old, and
I've seen your Facebook page.
Yeah, right. And in answer to your question, you will have to get up at 6:45 in the morning and come with me to Turkey, and we will have to go to the middle of the desert where I've written the answer in the Book of Life, and we will have to dig for it.
Okay.
How about that?
Hey.
All right.
I like adventures. But do you really have to get up at 6 in the morning? Are you going out of town or are you just joking?
Oh, I always get up at 6 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. It's a Monday tomorrow.
You start to get older. Okay. You don't want to waste any time. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So you get up early. You want to get every bit of the day you can.
So, is it Go ahead.
I work with a lot of different bands. Even now, I still do. This is not the only band that I work with. And the reason I like working with this band is because that it is totally original music. Not only is it original music, but it's really good original music. Mikhail is a great, very talented writer. And I really, really like the music that he writes. And I like the fact that we have so much creative space to move around in the music, to create things, to make the music, you know, good. That's a good thing. And having that kind of musical freedom is just like kind of few and far between in a lot of groups that you work with, because a lot of people have preconceived notions about what they want, and you kind of have to make things happen based on what they're asking you. So there's a lot of freedom in this band, and that's one thing I think I like most of all. I mean, obviously, I love working with these guys. They're great guys to work with. That goes without saying. But from a musical point of view, that's where I am with it. And so it's been, like, great so far working with them. I love the adventure of trying to figure out different things to do to enhance what everybody else is doing. And so that's pretty much where I'm at with it.
That's great. Now, how do you guys manage the rehearsal? How often do you guys rehearse?
About once a week, I guess, when we can. Yeah.
Okay.
We get together like once a week.
Okay, and how has the recording experience been for you of the album?
Well, to me?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking to me. I actually have not recorded with the band. That was a previous musician.
Okay.
So everything I do with them at this point in time is live. If you want to see some of the stuff I've done with the band, you can go to YouTube and
okay. Yes, I've been there. I've seen your work.
Yeah. So yeah, everything I've done at this point in time is not in this. Has not been in the studio.
Okay. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/colored people. We're a multicultural artistic network, and tonight we've had the pleasure of meeting the band members of Copious Jones, a wonderful band out of Atlanta who's in the studio right now finishing up their first CD. You've listened to some of their songs tonight. And you can get those songs at copiousjones.com, copiousjones.com. And this show can be downloaded from blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople as well as iTunes. And I'm going to play one other song before I continue chatting with the guys. Now, let me ask before I go to play another song, do any of you have to go?
Yeah, I've got on track for a little while. It's going right now, so I need to kind of get moving on those. But thank you so much.
I'm all right.
My pleasure. Is this Yoel?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Yoel.
So, yeah.
My pleasure. I will connect with you on Facebook. I didn't want to do that because I had not met you officially. So now that I have, I will send you a little request to accept me as a friend.
Ooh,
thank
okay.
you.
All right.
All right. You have a great evening. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Okay. Critter, you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right
all
here
right,
with you.
All right, Asa.
Two gunslingers left.
Yes, we have Asa, Critter. That's it. Just the two of you guys. All right. Well,
no.
That's fine. We normally have, plenty of time to talk. This show was intended to be about an hour or so. We're almost at the hour mark. So I'm going to play another song and then chat with you guys for a little while longer, and then we'll see where this all takes us. But the next song is Colorblind. And again, you can get that at copiousjones.com. Colorblind. Welcome, everybody, to our show. Thank you for being here. Some of you in chat just joined us. You were listening to Copious Jones Band from Atlanta. We have with us Critter and Asa Allah on the phone with us right now, and Critter being the lead, the electric lead guitar, and Asa percussion. And, gentlemen, we are back. Before I go any further, I want to thank Asa for allowing me to meet the band and making the connection. Of course, Asa, we go back was it in the 80s? Yeah, I think I've known you since the 80s, huh?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been that long. So, you know, it's. I appreciate you allowing me to meet the band. And Critter, I want to thank you for your time, for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about the album and your new project. And do you have any other projects that you're working on, or this is basically what you're focusing on now?
This is definitely the center of my attention. But you know, like I said, I'm trying to make my way in this world as a musician. So you know, I'm on stage at least 3 or 4 times a week with many different bands.
Okay.
You know, just local little things. We play at the local venues and the festivals around town and have a good old time doing it. But this is really what I've got my stock in and what I spend most of my time doing. You know, this is probably the most serious work that I've ever been a part of with any act. You know, so far as the time that we put into it, the time that we arrange the songs with, the thought that goes behind all of the artwork and the image that we put out. And so, yeah, this is definitely the center of my world right now.
That's great. I see nothing but great success to all of you. And what is the band scheduled to play anytime soon, and where?
I believe we have a show coming up for anybody that's in the Atlanta area on Wednesday evening. We start at 7 p.m. at a place called Shorty's Pizza. And it's a cool little low-key acoustic kind of a show. And then we have another one coming on Friday. We start at 9 p.m. at the W Hotel in Buckhead, Georgia. And that's a cool little restaurant scene, and it's kind of a nice jazz down kind of a show. We have a real good time the times that we play there.
Awesome. All right, well, be sure when you have a moment to create a page at our network, because I definitely want to have you guys back and follow your careers. And I'm really excited, and thank you again for your time. Do you have any closing thoughts as we wrap up the show?
Just some gratitude. Really, really do appreciate you having us on the show and you know, putting our names out there in front of your listeners. It seems like you have a real cool thing going on too, and I tip my hat in great respect to it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for being part of this vision. It's all about helping one another and bringing quality art, you know, to people.
Absolutely.
may debate, you know, what's quality and what's not. But, you know, well, what I have on my show to me is quality. So so let's just leave it at that. So I'm very thankful to have you guys here. And Asa, do you have any final thoughts and anything you'd like to share with us?
I would just like to say that, you know, the stuff that you've heard is awesome. You know, it's pretty old. And so what you're going to hear on the CD coming out is a whole new thing. And I think it's going to, you know, I think it's really going to blow people away. I think,
awesome.
You know, people are going to be in awe at the project and, you know, where we've taken the music, you know.
That was actually my next question. If, you know, what the CD was comprised of, was there any of this music on it? And I didn't think so, because you're offering it for free on your website, so I figured you would have all fresh stuff, so that's great.
Yeah, it's all fresh. You know, Mikhail's such a prolific songwriter, and he's got, I don't know, Critter, how many songs has this guy written, you know? You know?
I believe the last count was just over 40.
Wow, that's great.
40 that are ready. As a band, we have almost 30 prepared to play live. And the most recent recording project, we spent the better part of a year working 6 of them together, and, you know, arranging and recording and mixing and mastering. And we're looking to have that record out sometime in the next couple of months. But those are probably the 6 most prolific songs that we have.
Right, and the production end of it, you know, you're talking about one of the top recording studios in the country, one of the top engineers in the country. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a mind-blowing CD, I believe. So we'll see when it comes out, you know.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been awesome having you with us tonight, all of you in chat. Thank you for being there. Again, you can download the show through blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. I'm on Facebook. You can just type Colored People and you will find it, Colored People Network. Also, you can go to coloredpeople.net and you have everything there on that page. And we have my blog that I feature our guests, so please sign up. That way you can stay informed of what's going on. I will not spam you. I would not write you 1,000 times a day. I just basically let you know who's coming on the show. But you can get all that through coloredpeople.net. All right. I would like to thank you two gentlemen for staying with us to the end of the show. The last song I'm going to play is Siren Song. I'm really looking forward to meeting you guys online and having you back on the show once the CD's out and you guys have had a time to, you know, let the dust settle a little bit with all the excitement. So thank you again for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Asa.
Be good. Tanya Maria.
All right. Always. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, and we leave you with Siren Song by Copious Jones. Good night.
break the surface. Come on, boy. Yeah.